This is Unmail Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Unmail Radio News Update at 8. I am Babison Harris. The Ministry of Gender, Children and Social Protection has planned a series of activities for the holding of this year's International Women's Day today. The day will be celebrated under the global theme, Press for Progress, with a national theme, Act Now, Support the Liberian Women Agenda. According to a gender ministry release, President George Weah has issued a proclamation declaring today, Thursday, March 8, International Women's Day, and it is to be celebrated as a working holiday. The release said President Weah is expected to deliver a special statement in commemoration of International Women's Day. The International Women's Day is an annual event held on March 8 each year to celebrate women's achievements, identify the rights and power of women, and give them the status they deserve across nations. The day also seeks to honor the voices that go unheard, tears that go unnoticed, and the rights that are dominated. The Light International School System will today hold its 8th annual science fair on the school's main campus in Sinker. According to the science teacher of the school, the fair will showcase science projects of students from elementary to senior high. Oluwatoyin Olorunisioya said the students at the same time will be doing presentations explaining the preparation process of those things that will be on display.
The first one we're talking about is black soap. We are in Africa, but we like to use foreign things. But black soap is a very good soap that we don't take serious. So our students are going to tell you how to prepare this black soap and the benefits of this black soap. How do we make coconut oil? What is really coconut oil? What can coconut oil do? What can we use it for in our house? Another project is phototropism. Photo means light, and plant responds to light. Some of my students will be explaining why and how plants respond to light.
Oluwatoyin Olurunisola says, as a result of the trade fair, the enrollment at the school has increased. She said the winner of the competition is awarded a token as well as scholarship at the school. Vice President Jewel Howard Taylor has reaffirmed her commitment to work with the leadership of Bourne County in order to ensure the development of the county. The Vice President said the development of Bourne County in Liberia remains paramount on the agenda of the CDC-led government. Madam Jewel Howard Taylor spoke Monday in Banga at the induction ceremony of Madam Esther Walker as the county's third successive female superintendent. She replaces Selina Paulson Mappe. The Liberian vice president assured that over the next few years, she will support effort to lift not only Bourne County, but the whole of Liberia. She called on Madam Walker to administer the affairs of Bourne County and its people with care and provide a level playing field for inclusive governance. The news is coming to you from Unmail Radio, the official voice of the United Nations mission in Liberia. The EU has condemned US plans for tough tariffs on steel and aluminum imports, saying they jeopardized European jobs. EU Trade Commissioner Cecilia Malmström set out plans to retaliate against the proposed US tariffs. She said these include higher import duties on bourbon, peanut butter, cranberries, orange juice, steel, and industrial products. On Tuesday, Donald Trump's top economic advisor, Gary Cohn, who opposes tariffs, resigned. That was after Mr. Trump said EU trade rules make it impossible for US firms to do business with the bloc. And Donald Tusk has insisted the EU does not want to build a wall, but Brexit means we will be drifting apart. The EU Council President said Theresa May wanted to demonstrate at any price that Brexit could be a success, but that was not the EU's objective. He was unveiling draft guidelines for the EU side for negotiations on post-Brexit relations with the UK. Mr. Tusk said the EU wanted an ambitious and advanced free trade agreement with zero tariffs on goods. That's the Unmail Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Session of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on Unmail, you can log on to www.unmail.unmissions.org, facebook.com/unmail2003, or Twitter/unmailnews. I am Babison Harris. Good morning.